This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. There's the hadith that talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freeing people every day of Ramadan from hellfire. What does that mean? And if you happen to be freed from hellfire this Ramadan, does that mean you're free completely and you know you don't have to worry about sinning in the future? I mean, some people may misunderstand this. So how should we understand this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Alhamdulillah, salatu rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those, among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free them from hellfire. Ameen. Free them to be touched by it, to be punished by it, to experience it, even for a blink of an eye. Yeah. So freeing from the hellfire is levels. He free you from being among those who will stay in hellfire forever. Mm-hmm. Or free you from being among those who will stay for it in a long time. Or short period of time. Or touched by it. Or affected by it. Or affected by it in the grave. Or affected by it in the day of judgment. Or affected by it after the judgment. You know, there is many levels of how you are freed from hellfire. And the most complete one, that you will be free from the hellfire in a sense that you will not see it, you will not notice it, you will not feel it in any shape and form. Even when you cross over Jahannam and the bridge, because the bridge go above hellfire, you will not even feel it. You're free from it completely. Will not touch it. That's the most complete one. That's why we ask it every year, every night. Because we know what we do from sins later on and shortcoming make us deserve to be purified through it. Yeah. But that dua and that fasting make us, you know, advance us and take us to the next level, to the next level. Inshallah. So hopefully by the end of our life, we can reach to that level of absolute complete freedom.
More of a progressive
progress. It's like sins and forgiveness. Allah forgive you in Ramadan and forgive you in Sha'ban and forgive you in, it's Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, it's like when you have a cloth, some cloth, it's so dirty that washing it one time will not make it clean. You have to wash it 2, 3, 4, 10 times. And after you wash it, get dirty again. And you wash, ask me, I have my kids. You know, you have your share too. You have to clean their clothes like, oh, I just washed this yesterday, you know, got dirty again. And that's how it is. So that's why we need this forgiveness. We need this, you know, promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free
that's
us
beautiful.
From the hellfire. So
that example actually is mentioned in the dua of how you make dua for the mayyit. Yeah. It's like, oh Allah, clean him from his sins, like the white garment from filth.
Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us and protect all of us.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair.
Yeah, that gives us a lot of hope, alhamdulillah. And it gives us hope that we will continue on doing the good deeds and perfecting our fasting.
Absolutely.
Years after year.
I always say, Sheikh, you know, sometimes people beat themselves too much. We have to balance fear and hope. So some people tend sometimes to say, I don't know if Allah accepts my fasting, Allah, you know, don't be, oh. Yes, I don't know, but you know what? I know something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bring me up from my bed, wake me up in the middle of the night to make to do suhoor and to fast and to go through the fasting and abandoning water and drink and controlling my tongue and praying every night and reading and donating and doing all these good deeds in Ramadan.
Finally cancel.
Finally to say, yeah, I'm not accepting anything from you. That's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is way more generous than that. So when I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for me to worship him, to come closer to him, to pray to him, to be a good person, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants nothing but good for me. And that just gives me so much hope. And that hope gives me so much love and respect and dedication to do more.
Alhamdulillah.
To quit, not to be arrogant, not to give up. No, actually it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. And the more you know of Allah's mercy, the more you are more, more thirsty for, you know, for more and wants more and increasing. That's why Sahaba radiallahu anhum arda'am, they did not stop at one point, these are the obligation, and now they continue. Because when you see the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it motivates you to do more and more and more until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He is pleased with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. Allahumma ameen.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Barakallah fi.